Hello, everyone. This is Frank Shines with Let In But Left Out. Before we get started today, we've got a special young lady who's going to be joining us in light of something you're seeing on the screen right now. Yesterday was the state championships for the 2021 USA level 8, 9, and 10 state championships here in Florida. And we have a special guest who's joining us. She's a young lady who I happen to know quite well. And she is someone who made an enormous comeback in the final two events to take the state championship. So what I'd like to do is start off by introducing the audience to Rachel Shines. Hello, Rachel. How are you today?
Hello, I'm good.
So Rachel, there were 271 competitors in the 2021 USA Level 8 gymnastics competition in which you were competing. And as we can see, somehow you came to the top of the list for the level 8 in your age group. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Do you know how old some of the other gymnasts that you were competing against are?
No.
Do you have any idea? Many of them are 4 to 5 years older than you, just to let you have an idea of that. So first of all, we were watching you yesterday. You opened up on what event?
I started on beam.
And what happened on beam? We were watching you and it was pretty devastating. Tell us about it.
I fell on my series.
Which series? Your?
I do a back handspring.
Oh, so it wasn't a walkover. It was a back handspring series.
Yes.
And what did you think once you fell?
I was kind of upset about it, but I just got back on and finished the routine.
Yeah, you finished strong. You still scored even with a 6/10 deduction, 5/10 for fall, and about a 10th or so for the deduction in form break as you fail. Even with the 6/10 deduction, you scored what on beam?
I scored an 8.85.
Yeah, so almost an 8.9. So still pretty solid. But you realize you went way down to the bottom of the list?
Yes.
Okay. So then next up was what for you?
After beam, I had floor.
Okay. And we saw your floor routine. Pretty impressive. You stuck your front tuck. You stuck your full twist nice and high. All your dance elements looked nice. I didn't notice any major form breaks, but they only scored you a 9.15 for that routine. What were your thoughts when you saw the score?
I thought it was pretty low.
What did you think you should have scored?
Around a 9.4.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. Compared to some of the other gymnasts that we were watching and for similar kind of comparable floor exercise routines, yeah, that's kind of where I suspected things should have shaken out as well. And just for the audience, obviously this is Rachel Shines, my daughter, 11 years old, and I've competed in gymnastics and coached gymnastics and even done a little bit of judging. So I've been around gymnastics for a bit, but back to Rachel. Rachel, 9.15. So now here you are, you're going into the biggest event of your life, state championship for Florida, and you've just fallen off beam. You got scored probably 3/10 of the point lower than what you would expect for your floor exercise routine. So how did you turn it around? What were you thinking at this time?
I was thinking that I wanted to still place in the all around. So I had to do my best on the next two events.
You know something? I whispered to your mom. I actually thought about it right after your beam routine. And I thought even more about it after your floor routine is that, okay, I know you're capable of scoring 9.7s, 9.8s. And I thought she's got to score 9.7, 9.8s or better moving forward if she's going to win this competition. So when I saw you get a lower score on floor, I just thought it's going to be almost impossible for you to place in even the top three. But I thought that you would have to score 9.6s and 9.7s at a minimal in order to get back into the competition. So next up, you move from floor exercise after getting that devastating score despite your great routine, and you move over to the vault, the second to last event. What were you thinking during warm-up on vault?
I was thinking that I need to make sure that I go aggressively so that I don't under rotate.
Okay, great. So first vault comes up. We've got a recording of it. We see the green flag comes up. Green flag comes up, which means?
It's time to salute.
So you salute it, then what? Tell us, walk us through that first vault.
I ran very hard, so I got enough power. And once I got to the table, I made sure to get enough height.
Yeah, you are the highest. You are the highest of all the your Shenko vaults. And you did it in a pike position, and you got enormous distance. So what did it feel like when you hit the board and punched off?
I felt like it was gonna be a pretty good vault.
Yeah. Excellent. And it was. So you didn't perfectly stick it, but you still scored a 9.775. Your second vault was just as high, probably took another half a step or so. So before you saw your score on vault, what did you expect? Did you think you hit a pretty good vault?
Yes.
Okay, great. So 9.775, almost a 9.8, 2/10 from perfect. And now you're going into the final event. By the way, I'm not sure if you're aware of it. You were at 7th after 7th in your group. You had moved up a bit, but now here you are in 7th place in the final event on bars. And you move from vault and bars, you move from 7th place to 1st place. What were you thinking about on bars as you were warming up there?
I was thinking that I need to get on top of my handstand for my pirouette and make sure that I hit all my elements.
In terms of getting back on top of the handstand for the pirouette, so that's like one of the first moves you do on the low bar, right?
Yes.
And why is that so important in terms of getting in that position?
I need to make sure that I hit my handstand right so that I don't get deducted for going over too much.
Yes, perfect. So that was spot on, really good position. Then you move into the next part of your routine, transition to the high bar. Tell us what happened from there as you got ready to finish your final few tricks and your dismount.
For high bar, I do tip cast, handstand, toe hand, two giants, and then my double back fly away.
And what did you think of the toe on? Felt good?
I think I missed the handstand a little bit.
But yeah, you're pretty close though.
Yeah.
And then talk us through your last couple of giants before your dismount.
I was trying to keep my arms as straight as possible, but still make them fast enough so that I could get a good dismount out of it.
Yeah, I noticed that's something that we've talked about before in terms of not bending those arms because you've got some deductions in the past. So you really did an excellent job there. And I don't know, you'll hear this in recording, but I was just thinking, wow, you know, you're in a really good position. I hope she can land this and stand it up. So what'd you think as you were looking down, preparing for your dismount and looking for the ground?
I was making sure that I got high enough and that I was in the right spot.
That's something that I was watching in practice this week with Coach Caleb. Tell us what Coach Caleb has been telling you on that, because there's something that I noticed he kept working with you on that dismount. What was he working with you on?
At the gym, we have a balloon that we look for whenever we kick out of our dismount. So I just imagined that the balloon was there, so I knew when I was supposed to let go.
What do you mean about the balloon? Explain that.
When you're doing your giants, mm-hmm. you're supposed to look for the balloon every time you come up. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing your dismount, your toes are supposed to point at the balloon.
Excellent.
So you know where to land.
So it's kind of a visual way of understanding exactly where to position your body and everything so you can have a good dismount.
Yes.
So what happened as you came in for your landing?
When I came in for my landing, I made sure that I was in the right spot and to try and stick it.
And you stuck it.
Yes.
Awesome. Great job. That was an exclamation mark to an amazing comeback. You literally came from the bottom position, jump multiple positions, and then between vault and bars, you jumped from tied for 7th place all the way to the 1st place to finish. Now, one of the things I was looking at, it was your score here, right? So you beat your competitor 37.375 to 37.350. Rachel, that's 0.02. It's about 0.02 of a point. That was pretty scary. You know, for a parent, I don't want it to be close like that anymore, because it was nerve-wracking. But you did an amazing job. Tell us a little bit about your coaches. Tell us about Coach Shelley and Coach Caleb and how they prepared you.
Coach Jelly is my floor and beam coach, and Coach Caleb is my vault and bar coach. And they'd always work with me, make sure that I felt comfortable with the skills that I was doing.
Excellent. Well, they did a great job this year. So congratulations on winning the U.S. Level 8 2021 Florida State Gymnastics Championship.
Thank you.
Have a great next few weeks, and we look forward to seeing you at regionals.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.